Bamboo Ridge Press was founded in 1978 to publish local literature. Like a fishing float, it bobbed through controversies about localness, literature, quality, and it survived. Now, after 36 years, the Bamboo Ridge founding editors are passing the torch. Eric Chuck and Daryl Lum, the founding editors of Bamboo Ridge Press, have been through a lot. But at a recent wine and words gathering, there wasn't much grousing. Well, somebody did ask, hey, where's the beer? Beer and words, what? And they did have to listen to a cheer led by Lee Tonouchi, the pigeon gorilla. But in the end, after pitched battles through the 80s and 90s about the definition of literature, the meaning of being local, the legitimacy of pigeon, Chalk and Lum ended their tenure as Bamboo Ridge editors with just two words.
Not for ready.
But not really. The crowd at Manoa Valley Theater, well-fed and feeling good, then heard new works from Christy Passion, Richard Melendez, and others. Here's Brenda Kwan from a poem about her mother.
It was her hands, those mom hands that fed me each day, that pushed me out of the kitchen when women hands, auntie hands, and father hands pushed me in.
Kwan's new book, The Sum of Breathing, will launch tomorrow at Manifest in Chinatown. Misty Sanico read also. She's part of the Buckaloose Gang, a writing crew that kind of works off each other like improv. They stage audience participation flash fiction events. There's a lot going on, says incoming Bamboo Ridge editor Lisa Lynn Kanai.
They're part of a community of writers. People who help plan these readings, they want to encourage each other to write. You know, it's a real creative scene.
A writer herself, Kanai teaches writing at KCC. She's one of the guest editors Bamboo Ridge will be welcoming. After earlier culture wars, Kanai sees news stories emerging on the local scene.
I thought Kevin Wan's piece was so different because it came from the perspective of an autistic kid, and yet it still had that sense of place in it.
How can that sense of place come through when people aren't speaking pidgin like they used to?
Oh, you don't have to speak pidgin to have a sense of place. I think as long as you're carrying around the place inside you and you find ways of expressing that place, whether it's through description or through the actions of the people who live in that place or the people who grow that place, who are engaged with that place, who do things with that place, you know, who survive in that place, you don't have to speak pidgin. Nice, but
people are trying to speak it now. They can't imagine the battles over pigeon.
Pigeon's not gonna go anywhere. It's who we are.
Kanai and Lee Cataluna joined Chuck and Lum to edit the 35th anniversary issue. If you write, Bamboo Shoots is an ongoing writing challenge with a monthly winner through the Bamboo Ridge website. Noe Tanigawa, HBR News.